Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Our manager, Adam, is always saying that things are from a certain department. It's his way of speaking, like a New York business cliche way of speaking a lot of times, where he'll say, and from the, we finally got some good effing news from this a blank department.
He does.
So from the bad sleeping department, that I'm always the head of that department. Riggins, I told you I've been turning on the night. It's like I'm on the beach at night and the waves are coming on my YouTube thing. And I did that last night and put me right out like it normally does. And then it kept waking me up through the night because I had it up too loud. The volume was too loud.
Oh, my gosh. You better get washed away.
So I kept waking up thinking, oh, I got to get off the beach. you know that feeling like if you fell asleep on the beach and you're kind of drunk and I need to go in.
Yeah.
It's late in the evening.
You're burnt.
Yeah. That's what I kept waking up feeling like. Except, I wasn't on the beach and I had a CPAP hose wrapped around my neck. But I couldn't get at myself enough to turn it off. And it was before Jody came to bed, because she turns it off when she comes to bed.
She does.
Yeah. And the reason I had it up louder is because she was in there watching her whatever show she was. Some Younger. Kind of Housewives or something came on last night.
Yeah.
And so I turned it up louder. And then who would think that the waves at the beach would be too loud?
Yeah, it must have been violent. Ugh. Violent waves.
Must have been a dang tsunami. Tsunami.
Yeah, does she turn on her own sleep sounds after she turns off yours?
Yeah, and she thinks hers are superior.
Is that
it's
right?
It's just an app that plays white noise out of her phone speaker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mine's coming out of the TV with, surround sound. Why would you? Mine's, yeah. And you can barely hear hers, but she thinks she's drowning out everything.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
You can't even hear yours. It sounds like when I wake up in the mornings, it sounds kind of like my snore machine is the seal around my mouth is broken a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's going just barely. Yeah, okay, whatever. It does it for her.
Sure.
Kyle likes cicadas, which is weird.
Oh.
He loves cicadas. I'm like, you wake up feeling like you're getting crawled on, like insects are on your body. Ooh.
Would you rather that or crickets?
None.
I kind of like crickets, but not when I'm trying to say. I just like the sound of them.
Time to turn on my bugs.
Cicadas. That was
so gross.
That's the name of my company softball team. We're the cicadas.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. We're coming in 17,000 strong.
I hate a damn cricket.
Yeah.
It's so weird because they put them on those sound machine things. Like, it's so soothing to hear a few of them out in the distance and all that. But you get one in your room.
Oh, yeah.
Drive you nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like nuts. A marching band.
Okay. So, what was it? Yesterday we played a game. Can we make Lindsay gasp? Will Lindsay gasp? And we're not going to tell you whether it was successful or not, whether it was a success, but you'll have to find out. Children, you'll have to find out in case you missed a replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We played an oh-so-fun game yesterday called Will Lindsay Gasp? So fun, and so much brain power goes behind that type of creativity.
Yes.
It's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Riggins, one of the things I like most about having Lindsay back on the show is how sometimes we can deliver stories that make her give out the uncontrollable, you know, that shock.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's see if this one does it.
Okay.
Lindsay, mm-hmm. There was a woman in Australia that was getting ready to do her laundry. And what day do you do laundry? Do you have a set day of the week you do it?
Every day.
Every day you do somebody's laundry. It's kind of a rotation. That's, that's the way it is in my house, too. Jody's laundry will be one day, and then she'll do mine the next day. And then Aiden's, he'll do his on another day as long as she's finished and he's got the go ahead.
Right.
My little friend Jenny does multiple loads of laundry every day because she loves doing it. That's wild. She wears something, takes it off, puts it in the washing machine and washes it by itself. She has to just to.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're potty training broke, so I do his every single day.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're spoiling him.
Well,
I bet if he had to wear them soiled britches around all the time, he'd learn how to use that toilet.
Heck yeah.
So anyway, this couple's doing their laundry, or she's doing the laundry for the couple, and she goes over, opens the washing machine, and notices that it's just like mud, a big pile of mud in it. And she got to looking closer, and it wasn't mud. It was the second most venomous snake in the world.
Oh, my. Yeah. No.
You know, if you find a snake in Australia,
you gotta
call somebody because it is not going to be, chances are, a snake that you want to even mess with.
No.
You know where the most venomous snake in the world is?
Yeah.
Australia.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got number one and number two.
I think they do. They might have
the
top five.
How did it get in there?
I don't know. Just that happens so much because every town in Australia has snake wranglers. That's a big business in Australia, the snake wranglers. And the snake wrangler came and got it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, the problem is, though, they don't kill them when they wrangle them. They don't kill them.
They don't?
I don't think so.
They just release?
Mm-hmm. And then they come right back.
Great.
Kind of like if you had a cockroach in front of your TV and you just picked it up and threw it outside every night. It's going to come right back in.
Oh.
They need to learn a better way to deal with the problem.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, I wanted to ask you something. I think there was a revelation made on the TJ and Jody's House podcast on Monday that we didn't discuss, but I think if your kids heard it, they might have they might react some type of way.
Some kind of way.
You talked about how your son, who's 21, his name's Aiden, you call him boy. Mm-hmm. He went out into Charlotte for the night with his friends.
Yeah.
And he did not come home until 5 a.m.?
Something like that.
5:06 a.m. Now, Aiden, who's TJ's son, is 21, but he doesn't drink. And that's just not his thing. He's not into it. But he likes hanging out at the bars and hanging out with his friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So after the bars close at 2 or whatever, sometimes he'll take the friends home or they'll go get something to eat and mm-hmm. then drop a couple of friends. I think that's a great friend yeah. to have that like doesn't drink, that's always a reliable mm-hmm. ride for you and stuff like that. But Jody said during that story, she goes, I didn't sleep at all because I was watching his every move on Life 360. And then she acted like she didn't mean to say it.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I slipped up. So, yeah. And then she also went on to say that your daughter, who's 24, she also follows her on Life 360, but mm-hmm. your daughter doesn't know it. Now that can't be right.
They know because they have to allow it.
Right.
You know, if the Life 360 thing, it has to be on their phones that they allow it.
Yeah.
Boy doesn't care. Cause he's not, he never goes anywhere. He's not doing anything. And, she's not looking at Lainey's things to see if she's doing something that she wouldn't want her doing. She's looked just for safety reasons because Lainey is single and she lives in a big city and, you know, she lives in Nashville. So it's more of that. And I think Lainey kind of, welcomes that, say, because she's in Ubers a lot by herself and things like that.
Somebody's watching over her. Yeah. She gets comfort in mm-hmm. knowing that her mom is watching where she's going.
But she will turn it off if she wants. Lainey can just turn it off.
Now, if Lainey did that, what kind of meltdown would Jody have?
She wouldn't.
She, you don't think so?
No. No, she'd just say, it's not good, Lainey. I mean, I don't care what you do, obviously. And we really don't because both of our kids have been open with us about so much their whole lives, you know, mm-hmm. like Lainey will tell me when she's been wasted and actually she never does. If Aunt Tina's listening to this or my mother, she's never been wasted, but if she were to be drunk somewhere, she would say, I can't drink that anymore or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
And boy, like I said, he doesn't do anything. So
it's not really a worry to him.
Let me show you what my Life 360 is for him.
Sure. Yeah, right. You can just give him
whistle
a call.
Upstairs. Sure. That's where he is.
Yeah.
And he's moving out after he graduates in May.
I heard.
So that's going to have to be a loud whistle.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Why am I stressed about him? When Jody said that, I'm like, oh, God. It breaks my heart, I guess, because I have kids now.
Well, that and you've known him since he was pretty much a baby.
I don't want him to move out is my point. Stay home forever.
Yeah.
I got to have eyes on you.
Yeah,
are
you a helicopter parent, Lindsay?
Okay. Is it frowned upon to move into the dorm room across the street of your kids and have binoculars? That's what I'll do.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be.
Gonna be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So Life 360 is already on the books for those two kids whenever they come of age, I'm sure.
She's going to have them, you know, that implant done on them, the chip implanted into them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've already got the things for the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Shoelaces?
Apple chips or what do you, it monitors
AirTags.
Where they're.
AirTags.
Yeah. Thank you.
Apple chips. Mm-hmm.
I love apple chips. In potpourri.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You have to cry?
This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Shut up, Rob.
It doesn't play in my headphones. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why doesn't anything play in your headphones that we're doing? Well,
I can hear
either way,
talking.
That's
sorry.
Just a good rule for you to be following. Yeah, shut up. Shut up, Rob.
Put on your big headphones.
Get some new turtle beaches or whatever they're called.
Turtle beaches?
He needs tortoise beaches. Yeah.
Big head. Big old head. Big old head. you can easily say, you know, you can tell if something's happening, it's already a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, if this is my way of turning a phrase on this, for example, when I say, if you see somebody walking on the side of the interstate, I'll say nothing good preceded somebody walking on the side of the interstate.
Yeah.
I was in one of those this morning. Nothing good precedes a person on a ladder at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's so true.
And that was me this morning. I was on a ladder at 3:30.
What? What are you doing?
I had just gotten out of the shower, getting ready for the big show here. And boy texts me from upstairs and says, "Are you up?" And I'm like, "Of course I'm up."
Yeah.
He said, "My smoke detector keeps beeping." And first thing I thought was, "You're 21. Go fix it." You know. Right. And then it hit me. Well, maybe he's never been around when I do that.
Yeah.
You know. So I said, "He's gonna know from now on."
Sure.
So I went and got the ladder. Went up and you know how usually you have to figure out where the beep is coming from because it beeps about every 45 seconds and whatnot. And then you end up chasing it around the house because something about, I know they laugh when they build those things because they kind of make it where it'll throw the sound.
Yeah.
And you're chasing it like a cat looking at a laser.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
But I opened the door and I said, "Which one is it coming from?" And there was no doubt because right when I said that, it went so loud right over his bed.
Oh no,
the worst.
So I said, "I'm gonna show you how to do it." Since they all take 9-volt batteries.
Yeah.
Get this old rickety ladder.
Sure.
Get up there, and that's all you got to do. So now he knows. And I don't know why they make those things to only do that at night.
It seems that way, right?
I've never heard one during the day, ever.
Ever.
And when people put that sound in commercials, you see that a couple times. That's so annoying. Mm-hmm. It's such an ear-piercing sound.
And your heart just dropped because you're like, "Dang it, now I got to go search."
Yeah, hunt it down.
Although, do they make an app that would have that, like a little sound thing?
Probably.
Because that would be funny to play a trick on Jody to do that.
Yeah, just have it beeping all the time. She's running around all the house.
Poor thing. Oh my God. That's actually hilarious. It'd be
so funny if I could put just a Bluetooth speaker somewhere.
Yeah.
And then just hit it and have her go, you know, like when I'm quote unquote taking a nap on Friday, I pretend like I'm taking a nap.
Sure.
And just hit that thing and have her running all over the house.
DJ, she would love that.
And she'd get such a kick out of that.
She would get such a kick out of that.
You'd have to video it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I've been thinking about outfitting my house with spy cams anyway, because I'll play all these tricks on her. There's one that I want to play on her so badly, but I think she might get hurt.
Hurt?
Yeah, you know that scary Edgar Allan Poe mask I have? I've been wanting to do this for years, Regan's. Put it over the milk carton. So when she wakes up in the morning and she opens the refrigerator and that thing's staring back at her.
It looks like an head.
Yeah.
Looks like a severed head.
I'm afraid though she'd turn and run into the counter and like break a hip or something.
Really hurt herself?
Yeah.
You're luck. She would knock herself out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'd be funny.
I know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So last week on this huge radio show and podcast, Lindsay was broadcasting from the famous Fontainebleau Hotel, the luxurious Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami.
That's right.
And this week she's coming to us live from a chalet in the mountains for a big ski weekend.
You're not going to believe this, but in a couple of weeks, I'll be in Nashville, too, doing this.
Such a girl.
Did you contact my daughter, tell her you were going to be there? Because she heard it on the show, and she's like, "Lindsay's coming to Nashville?"
Yeah. Oh, we're meeting up. No, oh, okay. I need to text her. It'll be in a couple of weeks, but yeah, I need to text her. Because we're having Bevs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that she's old enough to have Bevs with you.
Oh my! It's crazy. I haven't seen her since she's been old enough to have Bevs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lindsay used to take Lainey to all of the little, like middle school type stuff that we didn't want to deal with, so Lindsay would take her to those little like YouTube boys that would come to town with their little shows and stuff.
Sure, sure.
Lindsay would take her there. She thought she was so cool. Lindsay did, not Lainey.
I thought Lindsay was cool. Yeah. I was like, these boys, oh my goodness, they're so young. Now I'm like, oh, they're kind of hot.
Not the middle school boys, the YouTuber boys.
Yeah, the YouTubers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did it go yesterday? Because we were talking about you're going and tubing and all this stuff, and it had been snowing up there, and your 3-year-old son does not like snow.
Right.
But I saw him on Snow Angel on social media. He was doing it.
I'll tell you what he doesn't like. He doesn't like when the snow, when it's actually snowing and it gets in his face. So he likes it once it's already on the ground.
Okay.
the bad news is we're going Friday and it's supposed to snow. And Kyle said, listen, it's going to be -2. I don't think we should go, but there's no refunds. What do you want to do? That's what he says to me. And I'm like, how much did you pay? And he said, I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh, now is this skiing or the tubing thing that y'all bought?
Hawk's Nest. Okay, yeah, it's tubing.
Tubing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So no refunds. I want to say he paid hundreds.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. You know, yeah. And did he pay for just tickets for the four of you or for your parents too to be able to tube?
Just the four of us. I think that my parents are just going to go hang out in the lodge or whatever, but it's supposed to also snow then. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just going to be a big cluster.
Wow. Now, this is one of the benefits of being in a situation, Riggins, where my wife controls all of the finances and I don't know, like she can yell at me for buying a Slim Jim on the way home and I don't know that, I don't know that we're not just broke, you know what I mean? When our kids were little, we did this at the same place and all that, and I had no idea it was that expensive.
Oh yeah,
I just didn't know. She just handles all that stuff, and because I would have probably been dying if I knew how much it costs.
Well, I kept saying, was it 50 a person? And he just stared at me. I was like, is it 100 a person? Because he knows I can't let it go.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to tell me.
To go tubing down a mountain? Yeah.
But it's all day or however many hours, and it's fun and all of that.
Yeah, that's
but
fun.
Also, it's pretty tiring, and little kids get, like, sometimes they get tired of it pretty easily.
Well, at least it'll be fast. -2, which is nice. Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah.
It's not bad.
All right. Well, hang on. We got more from the chalet coming up.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Reagan's app. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. Look, if you know somebody that doesn't listen to us on the radio, and you want to spread the TJ and Riggins word, tell them to listen to our podcast. And then if you miss anything on the radio, you can always catch up with the whole show and all kinds of other different projects that we have through the digital world of podcasting. So all of that can be, you can find that wherever you get the podcasts of your choice, Spotify, whatever that that Steve Jobs thing is called. What's it called?
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast. Or our homepage, tjriggins.com. We've fancied that all up where you can just use that as an app. It works the exact same way as an app, but better.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need it. We need the members.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what? We need as many members, as many people joining as possible.
To spread the good word.
That's right. That good news that the TJ and Reagan show is on.
That's it. That's what we need.
Spreading the good news.
Yeah.
So Lindsay is, if you're watching on the video feed of this on the YouTubes, you can see that Lindsay is in the dark and it looks like at any moment a bear could walk up behind her in that window.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm scared.
It actually looks like one of those backdrops you get on Amazon.
It's fake.
You know, if you're doing a video thing, you can put it behind you.
Yeah,
like I have that big American flag in my house, that big backdrop of the American flag that I do in my political show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a green screen.
Yeah.
And she looks the part. She's dressed up like she's about to go hit the slopes they say.
You knew that she was not going to go to a mountain house for a ski tube weekend, and she wasn't going to look like she was in some sort of an 80s ski movie hanging around the lodge.
Yeah. It says Opry.
I'm surprised she's not wearing a Louis Vuitton ski bib.
Oh, I have one. No, I'm kidding.
What does it say? Your sweater?
Opry. Like Opry ski.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And I was going to wear my little beanie, but I thought I'm doing too much this early.
Yeah. And the head would get to sweating and itching.
You got to do just enough to make sure it doesn't look like a costume. Like you actually go there. This is not just a vacation for you. This is part of your community.
Exactly.
Yeah, we clearly know what we're doing. It's snowing. We're on the top of a mountain. We can't get down. I've got diapers to get. Yeah, we know what we're doing.
Now, will you go down the mountain on the tube at all?
Here's the thing. I told him I would just because he paid for me. Yeah. I said, well, why didn't you ask? Because I probably wouldn't have gotten a ticket. He said, well, I thought it'd be like a fun, all of us doing it together.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you
what.
So
I'll have to go one time.
Because you are a wife, if he would not have gotten you a ticket, you would have said, well, it's a good thing I didn't want to go.
Yeah, true.
I would like to go down at least once, but I can't because somebody didn't buy me a ticket. I guess you didn't even know that I wanted to come this weekend. I guess I'm just the babysitter.
Yep. I'd pout and I wouldn't talk to him for weeks. Yeah, but he bought me one and I'm still mad. So I'm going down one time.
So you paid all this knowing I'm not going to do it? Poor Kyle.
Can't win.
And then he was the butt of a joke yesterday on our big social media promo thing. And then you called him out even on that, Lindsay.
Yeah. And I let him listen to it last night because y'all made a little clip for Instagram.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He said, it's not peppermint mocha. Now it's white mocha. And I went, excuse me.
Still feminine.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
What do you get when your plane flips over? Delta says $30,000. That's what all the passengers of that plane that flipped over on its way to Toronto earlier this week, when the plane flipped over on the icy runway, that's what all the passengers are going to get. 76 passengers, and they don't forgo any of their rights, which is what the article includes.
You can still sue them?
I would imagine that means you can still sue them, but Delta is going to give out, no strings attached, $30,000 to all 76 people that were on the plane that survived.
Yeah, I wonder how they came up with that. Total.
You would like to be in on that meeting. Okay, was 50 too much? Like somebody shot down 50.
And they probably had a team of civil attorneys in there going, and, you know, as far as damages, they could still come back and sue us, but they'll probably only be awarded this much if you're looking at cases in the past.
It'd probably disgust you listening to those kind of conversations. Your stomach would probably hurt.
But, I mean, it has to be done.
It's got to be done.
Business.
I picture him saying, we only have $500,000. How many people were on the plane? Let's divide that by.
This is all we got left.
Yeah.
After all these cutbacks and everything.
Would you be satisfied $30,000 if your plane flipped over and you weren't injured at all?
I would.
Yeah. But I would want a deeper meaning to come from it. Because from what I understand what I've heard, and I don't know this to be true, but though like smaller commercial jets like that, the regional jets and all that are being flown by people who don't have the experience a lot of times that they need, and I'm not talking about DEI stuff. I'm just talking about young pilots that may not have enough hours logged and experience and things like that. Again, I don't know this to be true. This is just what I'm hearing.
You're just saying.
So I would rather, make a statement to make all airline travel safer. Go back to the days of it being safer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think everybody can get on board with that.
Because then again, I'm such a selfless person, Regan.
Give me the $30,000then.
I wouldn't take the 30. I'm taking the 30 and I'm still suing them at this point in my life. But I would want to make it a bigger, a bigger movement.
Heck yeah.
So that's $30,000 to all those passengers out there. Delta trending this morning. The White House paid tribute to the most decorated canine in U.S. history. Said he bravely defended the White House and spent his retirement working with other dogs through Hurricane Canine. So the dog's name was Canine. It looks like a Belgian Malinois, I believe is the way they say it. But you don't often see the White House paying tribute to a canine officer.
What was the dog's name?
Hurricane.
Hurricane, okay.
I believe.
I thought you said the dog's name was Canine. I was going to go, well, that's about the most unoriginal name I've ever heard.
It's kind of sick, though. Stupid. Dog. Yeah. That's dog.
What'd you say, person?
And then speaking of animals, today's National Love Your Pet Day.
So if you
scroll through social media, you're probably going to see a lot of people paying tribute to their own pets.
Right. And is it necessary?
Well,
because if you didn't love your pet, you wouldn't have it. So why do you got to have a special day to say, okay, we really need to love our pets today?
We celebrate. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
And they're just rubbing it in my face that mine are gone.
Yeah, rubbing it in your face.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Teds.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You always give tribute to Teddy, but not Bella.
I know. I just say it because I didn't have enough time there to be comical. You know what I mean?
Was he your favorite, though?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So there is something crazy happening on the internet regarding dating advice. I think some really bad advice is out there. So we'll get to it coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I'm worried about the young people or anybody that's single that relies on the internet for dating advice, because one of the most popular subreddits on Reddit is called Dating Advice. So I was just casually browsing through there, see what people were asking. So I'm just going to throw these at you, TJ. Maybe you can offer your own advice, and then I'll tell you what the internet said and see if they align at all. The top comment 2 days ago. A question from a guy. Is it a bad idea or wrong to ask them to be your girlfriend after the first date?
Yes, it is. It is wrong to do that.
You think after the first date? Well, luckily everybody else said that as well. Okay. You don't genuinely know the person after the first date, and asking them to be in a relationship, it's probably a bad idea, was the top comment.
Okay. So it doesn't take into consideration what a lot of people who date these days would say. Well, we already knew each other because we'd been chatting for so long. So when we first got together, you know, in person, it was like we'd already known each other.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't seem like. Right. Or maybe it doesn't. They're like, yeah, just please still don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The other one I thought that was kind of interesting. A woman posted this on dating advice. You know, I shouldn't be snooping. I violated his privacy, but I found a box of human teeth, like a lot. It looked like they came from different sets of mouths, too, because there were so many in different shapes and colors. So now I don't know how to bring it up and ask him about it. He's from a different country, so maybe it's, I don't know, a cultural thing?
He's a serial killer.
Or maybe it's, did she say, she didn't say how old they looked, though. It could be like artifacts of some sort. Is what I'm thinking, maybe. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
But still, I mean, if he doesn't collect any other kinds of artifacts, it's like the other day when we were talking about guys who have collections.
Yeah.
If human teeth is a collection, I would think that the woman should probably just ease on down the road. Keep going.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because the comments from the people on the thread were the total opposite. Like, some people just like to collect oddities, like human teeth or other types of things. You know, they've been doing this since the beginning of time, you know, with like black magic type stuff.
Right. So, yeah.
That's not going to help me.
Ease on down the road. Yeah. Keep going.
Exactly.
It's a body part.
Yeah.
People who collect body parts who aren't scientists don't need to be dating people who want a normal relationship.
It's a fair point. And another guy said, I hooked up with a girl in college that collect teeth. She kept them in a jar. It didn't bother me at all. Well, then something's wrong. I don't know. Something seems wrong with you then.
But it depends on the teeth, where they came from, you know?
Does it though?
I think maybe. Like I said, if you're into some sort of a historical, you know, collections of things like that, but still, they would have to be fossilized or something, I would think. Not just, like, you could still see the blood on it, the root where they'd been pulled out last year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why unless you're under 10 collecting dinosaur teeth, you're not, no, you know, we're not doing teeth. This.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So, okay, well, you didn't align perfectly on that second one, but the first one you did.
Now, fingers, that's a different story. That's a cool collection. The digit collection.
It's my finger jar. Love that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.